WATMS monitoring.
This is K0ACP monitoring.
20 station WARC, good morning.
WARC,
thank you.
WDCA, Monica.
WAPPA, KAACW, you there for line of man?
KAACW, WAPPA, how close you are?
The repeater carrier is coming in full signal strength. You've got a little bit of bacon on it, but you're a good 4 to 5 on the readability. Go ahead.
Okay, so you're still, 5 readability, no problem at all with a little piece at the background, no static, no bacon frying, anything like that. That's easy. Okay, now listen to my other radio, and other antenna actually. It's 25 watts and famous Comet CX. 333. WAPPA, I'll copy on.
Vladimir, this is better. Most of the noise went away. You've got a good solid signal in here right now. Back to you.
That's interesting. Well, thank you. That's interesting. Okay. Well, the antenna is not a champion of this frequency and this distance. Probably. Okay. I'm going back to my 80 watt radio. K8AGW, W8DPA. Over.
You're about the same as far as signal strength, but you definitely have more noise. The antenna just doesn't seem to be making it quite as well as the other one is, and Mount Clemens is a local repeater for me, so I'm a lot closer to it than I am to Hazel Park. Go ahead.
Yes, KSL on that arc. Thank you, and do you remember the Livonia Amateur Radio Club net will be taking place at 9 p.m. And the repeater is 145.33. Do you know that? Over.
Okay, Vladimir, I think what I'm going to do here, tonight was to suggest for me my go get battery pack and everything was working fine, and the antenna is getting out, considering that I didn't have much height to it, so I'm pretty happy about that. And I think I'm going to jump down. There's a 830 sideband net that I think I'm going to jump on and talk to some friends that have been going to the parks with them with our go kits and working the HF. So, well, have a good evening. Enjoy yourself. Did you get a vanity call sign? You went from KF to W8, is that correct? It's K8ACW.
Yes, Art. I definitely got my vanity call sign. Now it's, I like it better than KF. WAPPA is better than the previous one. The previous one is not valid anymore. It's canceled. That license is canceled. Okay, thank you very much for the testing. And enjoy the rest of the evening. I'll talk to you later, Art. K8ACW 73 from WAPPA.
WABPA, K8ACW, you got a minute for a quick history lesson on our call signs here?
I'm sorry, Art. I didn't get the question. My little radio was better antenna. Just all of a sudden became noisy. I don't know what happened. What was your question?
I was just going to tell you about the history of our call signs. When I first got my license back in 1963, the older hams, the guys that were in their 50s and 60s, they started out, their call sign started out with the number 8. It was 8MO8RX. And then eventually they put the W before that. And so they became 8RO and 8MX, or W8MX. And when they got through all the W's, they went to the K's. So they were all K8s. And just before I got my license, the K's ran out, and my call was WA8. Anyways, that's so you got one of the early call signs there, Vladimir. WABPA, K8ACW.
Yep, I hear you there. Yes, thank you for the information. Yeah, the previous holder of that call sign passed away, right? As far as I remember, it's 1998, and the license expired in 2004. So it's been 21 years that the call sign was not demanded, not acquired. So I picked it up. So DPA is good. DPA is good. JF is not good. Okay, whatever. I'll hold it for the time being. K8ACW. W8DPA. Over.
W8DPA. K8ACW. Yeah, I understand that when I got my license back because my residence is in Florida. My call sign was KQ4OAB, and that's what I got rid of to get K8, and the ACW are my initials, so I was glad to get that call sign, Vladimir. I'm going to let you go, enjoy talking to you as always. W8BPA, K8ACW.
My pleasure, Art, my pleasure. Let's see later, 73, K8ACW from W8BPA.
73, K8ACW, clear.